City Council meeting for Tuesday, October 1st, 2024 is called to order. Call the roll, please. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No. I'm confused. Invocation by Pastor Fred Franks tonight. I'll get to you in a minute. I'm sorry. I got it all out of whack. You messed me up. So.
Let's bow our heads, hearts, in a word of prayer. Father, thank you. You're a good father. Every good and perfect gift comes down from you. And thank you for life, for today, an opportunity. We understand the brevity of life, and so thank you for the time that we have and the opportunity to be a part of a community and to be in a meeting like this that men and women commit themselves to making life better for its citizens. I thank you for our city council. Thank you for being outside of these meetings to prepare and to plan. I pray you continue to give them all they need, the creativity, the insight, the unity, and bless them. We know your word says that righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach to any man. Lord, I believe that for a community, that righteousness exalts a community. And the fact that our city leaders value prayer in a meeting and value insight from the Lord. And I pray good as a result of that. We continue to pray for Caden and for Brian and Brittany and for a grace as they walk through these days. Thank you for good reports, but we pray a continual grace in the journey ahead. We pray for the multitudes of people that are affected, devastated from Hurricane Helene and the flooding, North Carolina and Tennessee, Virginia, the death, the people whose lives taken, their families, as a coastal community, as a area that faces catastrophes, we understand in a way, and we just bless them. And I know there are efforts that are happening through our churches and the community to help them and use that. We commit this night to you, and when it's all said and done, we'll be very careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, before we move to the pledge, we have some special guests here tonight that's going to lead us. So I want Miss Annette Mitchell to introduce them, please.
It is my honor to introduce you to the Mako 12U cheerleaders. Their coach is Elaine May. And they will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag for the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much, ladies. Thank you for coming.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold up, y'all. Hey, ladies. Where y'all going?
Wait just a minute.
Y'all can't leave. Y'all got to stay for the whole meeting. Would you let them each introduce themselves?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
My name's Grace Hoven.
My name is Azalea.
My name is Presley Phillips.
My name is Chloe Cisneros.
My name is Natalie Kirby.
My name is Ava Shakoy.
My name is Lila Bonnie.
My name is Katie Davis.
My name is Olivia Wolston.
My name is Marcy Presley.
My name is Charlie Ann Layton.
My name is Tinley Pete.
To be so loud at the game, that sure was. Thank y'all.
Thank you, Elaine.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all.
Did I call her Elaine May? It's Nicole May.
I guess you can call the pronoun, please.
Okay. Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Considering previous minutes, regular council meeting committee of the whole of 9/3/24. No objections. Reading of minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. The minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements?
Well, we have Freedom Fest this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Mayor, you ready for it?
Absolutely. It'll be good. It's about America and celebrating, and those of us that love it, being silent no more and standing up and not being ashamed.
Amen.
That's exactly
right.
What it's all
Amen.
About. So.
And I do want to mention and hit on this tone that Brother Fred Franks mentioned earlier. There's a lot of folks suffering, northeast of us, and some of those relatives are here in our community, and some of them are relocating back down to our community. I talked to some folks that are coming out of Blowing Rock to Gulf Shores and Orange Beach to spend some time with family, and it is it's an absolute mess, but we've got some resources heading that way, stocking up at our fire department with Gulf Shores, partner with Gulf Shores, the Harshneys also, and just keep them all in your prayer, because it could have been us, y'all.
Yes.
It could have been us.
Yes.
And keep them in your prayers. Keep them in your prayers.
Anyone else? Oh, yes, sir.
Yes.
May God have mercy and grace on Israel.
Amen.
And peace in Jerusalem, and continue to protect them.
Amen.
Yeah. If you don't understand that point, Iran sent 350 ballistic missiles into Israel today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, I have something that I'd like to share with everybody. I think the council would approve, but it's a testament to perseverance. It's one of our own young lady, and because I'm a girl dad, and I know everything to know about Disney princesses, I know what it takes. But one of our young ladies, Caroline Grimes, was selected to be Belle at Disney World.
Wow, and, that's a big deal. Wow.
There's a hierarchy you have to go through the Disney princesses to achieve Belle status, and she did. But tens of thousands of young girls ascribed to be Belle, and one of our own.
Yes.
And I remember my daughter working with her on her voice when she was probably 6 or 7, and at that point in time, she said she was going to be Belle. So I thought it was something we ought to recognize.
Amen. Well, that is, and it's been quite a few years she's been working there.
Yes.
Is that
yes.
right, Mayor?
It is, yeah, probably 5 or 6 years.
Yes. That's what
or
I'm
longer,
thinking.
Yeah.
Wow.
But
she was driven.
Well, she would be a perfect Belle.
Yeah.
Yes.
And her sister Abby runs our golf center and coaches our golf team and does a wonderful job as well. So I thought it was something that we ought to recognize.
Amen.
Thank you.
It's big.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate that. All right, we'll get on to business now.
Oh, Mayor, before you do, I just want to say also the Alice in Wonderland performances this past weekend were amazing.
Yes.
Amazing.
They were so good, so proud of all of them. So that made me think about it when you
true.
Picked her up there that there's so much going on with the arts here. We're going to have people in our future that are going to be in New York, and we're going to be celebrating them as well because of
and
what
Caroline
we're doing with the arts.
And Caroline was part of Expect Excellence.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes. So,
yes, yes, yes.
So kudos to everyone that had anything to do with the performance. It was really good.
Yeah, kudos to Jessica and Grace Stanton.
And Grace,
yeah.
Yep. They did a great job.
And we had a little football game, didn't we?
Yeah.
A little?
Which one?
Friday night.
Still.
I'm totally confused tonight. So y'all proceed without me. Just talk amongst yourselves. So, but yep. It was a great ball
it
game
was
last Friday
game.
Night.
Great
they scored 48 points,
yes.
I think it was. So
yes.
They're clicking, so proud of them. Yeah, all right. Auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Aye.
Abstain.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving to miscellaneous, under new business, approval of a lounge retail liquor license, application Guff Babe Wine Boutique.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion?
Just a little bit. This one happens to be my neighbor. You've called, you've asked, you've done everything correct, and we wish you the best of luck. She's in the new, in the front part of the wharf, and so.
Oh, terrific.
Good luck to you, Andrea.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Thank you for being here tonight.
Yeah, thank you guys for approving, and we're excited to be a part of the community.
We haven't approved it yet.
We haven't voted.
You only added value.
But you're close.
You're real close.
It's okay. Mr. Boyd has that much pull, so that's all right. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Yay.
It was close. So, all right, moving to resolutions. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with Thompson Engineering, Canal Road Multi-Use Trail Connectivity Projects, $375,000.
Move the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid for construction of Coastal Alabama Sea Turtle Center, Clarman and Day General Contractors, $1,200,000.
Move to postpone consideration until the next meeting on October 15th.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the annual bid for Coastal Arts Center event tent rental, Gulf Coast Events and Rentals, $71,750 per year.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of professional service agreement. J.F. Morris, Theater Performance Directing, Shrek the Musical.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of a software service agreement, Peak Software Systems, doing business as Sportsman Software Golf Center, Member Management Software.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution accepting a proposal, Threat Advice Security Services, Connect Fieldhouse, Batting Cage Buildings, and Sportsplex to the Fiber Network, $19,280.90.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution Alteration Service Roof Replacement Expect Excellence Music Building, $15,200.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorize City of Orange Beach to grant an easement to Point Broadband Fiber Holding.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Under ordinances of first reading, this applicant has asked that this be postponed. So let's see what's next. That's all. So we'll adjourn.
Oh, there's the golf carts.
Golf carts.
Is that the next one?
One more on
that.
First reading.
First reading ordinance amending Chapter 50 of the Code of Ordinance, City of Orange Beach, to add a new Article 13, recreational vehicle rentals.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silver?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Discussion? Call the roll, please.
Nothing changed from what we all discussed, correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
All right, anybody else? All right, call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Entertain a motion to adjourn?
There's one more, sorry.
I keep hiding them from me. Where is it?
It's the next page.
Thank you, Renee.
Oh.
There's not a next page. See?
That is
okay. Thank you, ma'am. This is the one I just did.
No.
It's on the next page.
You got golf carts and now recreational vehicles.
One on the previous.
Go one more.
Did I?
Last at the very bottom.
Okay, it was my fault.
Sorry.
First reading ordinance amending Chapter 70, Article 8, Code of Ordinances, City of Orange Beach, golf carts.
So we moved for unanimous consent on that already. Unanimous consent.
You got recreational vehicles and you got golf carts, y'all.
Which one did we just do?
It's two separate.
So he said Article 13, which is the recreational vehicle rentals, but then said golf carts, which is Article 8.
Well, mine, Article 13 also says golf carts, and Article 13 says recreational vehicles.
Recreational vehicles.
Both of them say Article 13.
One says Article 8, I think.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
One is 8, and it's Chapter 7.
Yes.
Another one's 13. So we did number 3 first.
Yeah.
Immediate consideration of the ordinance for Chapter 70 titled Golf Carts.
Second.
Okay. Am I worse? But can I call the roll now?
Okay.
Okay, so make sure I'm where it's supposed to be.
We already did.
I call the roll.
Councilmember Silvers.
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson.
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock.
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd.
Yes.
Mayor Kenner.
Yes.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion. Call roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers.
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson.
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock.
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd.
Yes.
Mayor Kenner.
Yes. And I apologize for the confusion. That was my fault.
Everything's covered.
And we did pass the
The
vote on the recreation article to suspend the. I didn't announce it. Obviously, we did pass that. So.
Yes.
What's that?
On the recreational vehicles.
Yes.
Rentals.
Rentals.
Yeah.
I understand.
Okay. Do motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. All right.
The motion passes. All right. We're going to Committee of the Whole. So Tuesday, October 1st, 2024. Please call to invocation. No, it's my fault. All right. Committee of the Whole. October 1st, 2024 is called to order. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers.
Here.
Councilmember Johnson.
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock.
Here.
Councilmember Boyd.
Here.
Mayor Kenner.
Here. Okay, moving to new business miscellaneous. Set a meeting for the Solid Waste Authority, 10/15/24 at 4:50. Discuss purchase of real property. Y'all good with those?
What are we discussing?
Which one is that? Is that the
Callaway?
The blue house?
Yes.
Oh, that blue house property there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Y'all good with that?
Yep.
All right. Moving to resolutions. Resolution authorizing the purchase of video surveillance system, batting cages, Vision Security Technologies, $26,825.15.
So we just approved 19,280 in the council meeting. Is that just for connecting it, and then it's 20,000?
So this is just for the new building, the batting cages. So that the what you approved before was for the existing sportsplex. This is to tie in the new building. The new
it one. Says field house, batting cage buildings, and sportsplex.
The first one was for the fiber.
The fiber.
The second one was for all the cameras.
Mm-hmm. The equipment.
Oh, wow. So
it's 20,000 to run fiber.
Mm-hmm.
So 50,000 for the whole shebang.
So who's running that fiber?
Wow.
That was that trust.
Threat Advice Security Services.
Advice, yeah. So we got quotes for some of the work between Ceasefire and Threat Advice. And
so
it through the sportsplex to the existing buildings, but this is a new building, so you have to add more fiber to get to that building.
I should know that, but okay. That
we
makes
could
sense.
Have just shot a beam over to it.
I mean,
with what they're using the cameras and such,
it pulled.
Yeah,
I would say that too if I was selling it. I mean, to $20,000 to run it and then another $20 to put it in is astronomical. Well,
it's only going to get worse though.
Yeah, the
20. I get it.
No, I mean I don't. I'm not. I agree with
no,
you.
I agree,
what scares
Jeff,
me is that's ridiculous. But it's only going to get worse.
It's
I mean,
not
in a ditch which you're running fiber, $20,000.
They're having a
board. Okay.
Okay.
It's a shame we need them. That's what's so sad. You have to have it.
Yeah. We do have to have it.
Yeah.
On that note, I would like to say something. I don't know if any of y'all saw, and Chief, you may correct me if I'm here, where Yamaha motors were stolen in Gulf Shores and then we had some stolen in Orange Beach. I would just encourage everyone, whatever you do, if you see something that looks out of line, protect your neighbors, protect people you don't know, and call our police department and report it. If it feels wrong, call them. Mm-hmm. That's what we're here for. And we are in a community that the neighbors protect themselves. So it just breaks my heart to hear stories like that.
Because they just jacked the motors.
Yep.
Well, the other thing is, this is so simple, but there's a direct correlation with theft with lighting. And where it's dark, you're more likely to see something stole than where you've got some type of light. And we have a lot of dark spots around the town where people are absentee owners or whatever, and they get too comfortable, and they just don't feel like it happened to them. And we are ripe, low-hanging fruit in a lot of cases. So you really need to look at as much light as you can get around your house. There's no doubt. The studies show over and over it makes a difference. So hopefully I'm not sounding condescending, but it's just a fact. So resolution awarding the bid for 2024 roadway resurfacing. Resolution appropriating funds to Orange Beach Board of Education for safety enhancements, $30,000.
Jerry, this is something extra that we kind of agreed to help them with the glass after some events that have happened. Not at our school, but in other places.
Exactly.
As we did with the elementary school.
As we did with the elementary. It's fortifying.
And I think it was important that, and I think y'all felt the same way, but for the folks to know, it was important that as a city, we partially contribute to show that our commitment to the safety of our children as well as the school board. And together, we're going to make the greatest effort to keep our schools completely a fortress as far as I'm concerned.
We just can't be naive in today's world.
Professional services agreement, Gunn and Associates for electrical engineering services. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with Gunn and Associates. Pickleball court lighting, not to exceed $15,900. Resolution authorizing execution of payment processing agreement with CSG Forte Payments. Ordinances, public hearing, first reading, Fish Camp Landing, PUD, updated marina plan. Public hearing, first reading, Columbia Southern University, PUD, sign amendment, October the 15th, 24 on both of those. Is that good with y'all?
Yes.
And then there's just one other item that will go straight to council next time, but it's the, an agreement with the water board. They are going out to bid for some construction work, and we want to get our sewer done at the same time, so we're going to reimburse them for a portion of the cost.
They're going to run potable water to the end of Russian Road, and they are going to let us partner and put our sewer line with the water line so the cost is down, and we'll pay our portion, but the agreement will be coming before the next council for a vote.
Yes.
Okay. Isn't
there... I met with the water authority last year. This is going to help our safe room, our shooting range, our cabin seat. So, I mean, this helps the city. And Jeff Hartley assured me there was plenty of money to cover it.
Well,
where is Jeff Hartley?
Where is Hartley when we need him?
People start giving away money when they retire.
The sewer business is the business to be.
Sewer business is business.
Everyone got a captive audience.
Okay, boring hole. Yeah.
I so love when you talk technical.
You should have stopped. Nicole, you keep talking.
Stop now, Nicole.
Get out of the hole. Thank you, Nicole. We appreciate it. It's a big deal.
Exactly.
All right. We'll talk.
I am getting wore out about the... I'm sorry, I stepped all over you. I can't hear tonight. I'm getting wore out about the multimodal path to the east, to Baylor Launch, and to the west. Could you give us an update on time frame? And they have every right to wear me out because it's been coming forever.
Sure.
It just keeps dragging on. But
we announced it too
not
early.
To our fault.
Yes, Chris Pappas, city engineer. So we awarded the contract last meeting, so they're in a process of getting their bonds, performance bond, paper bond, performance and payment bond, all that put together. Then we'll have a pre-construction conference, and then we'll get them started. So after we have our pre-construction conference, we should have a start date.
Okay, that's east and west.
Yes.
And when do we think we'll start, actual start?
I would say...
Thank you. Appreciate it, Chris.
Oh, did I say December? Today's October 1st. November.
And it is...
December. You're right. Go ahead. What?
That's a 365-day contract. It's a one-year contract. And they're awarded the contract. I know there's a lot of questions about where they will start at, but means, method, sequence of construction is up to the contractor, so we can't tell them where to start, how to do the job. We just inspect it and make sure they get it done in 365 days, but we can't tell them where to start and where to put their crews. That's up to them.
Okay.
We did emphasize that both sections are priorities.
Yes, we did emphasize, but we can't yeah. force them to do that.
Mm-hmm. I understand. All right. Yeah, any further discussion on anything?
So it wouldn't help to get the police department out there with their guns to...
Probably would. Chief, what you think?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, just kidding.
Kidding.
Alan McElroy, can you hear me?
I think so.
It's good to see you. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, I didn't think you was going to come, Alan. That's good. Good to see you, buddy.
Hey, I'm proud of all of you. The way you've done this, Steve, and people like to come here. I like that. It's a good place to live. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you for your support, Alan.
Thank you for all you do.
All right. Anybody in the audience have anything like that? Any thoughts, comments, corrections? Okay, if not, I'll entertain a motion.
Is there Facebook? Anybody? No one?
No.
Good.
Wow.
All right.
I forget about Facebook.
She would remind me.
That's right. Exactly.
Have a good evening, everybody.
Entertain a motion.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Is that your bar?